This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Independent Commission investigating the 9/11 attacks issued an interim report today. The panel said they're getting better cooperation from the Bush administration than they were a couple of months ago, but the panel has not indicated whether they've found anything new. And that has some 9/11 family members wondering whether the commission will have much to say in its final report next year. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
According to many observers, this panel got started late on the job of writing the definitive account of the 9/11 attacks. Then others complained the effort was grossly underfunded. Prospects for the commission's success dimmed further when it issued its first progress report in July. Then the commission came close to accusing the Bush administration of obstructing the investigation by refusing to hand over important documents. Chairman Thomas Kane clearly used that opportunity to shame the administration into moving faster. Today, he said, it appears to have worked.
While there have been some unnecessary delays, we now have over 10,000 documents in hand and have access to documents from the executive branch numbering more than 2 million pages. This is already more than four times what was provided to the Congressional Joint Inquiry.
Kane, former governor of New Jersey, now appears reasonably optimistic that his commission will get what it needs from the administration. In July, he said he was very worried that some agencies were insisting on having government minders sit in on certain interviews. He says that problem has not gone away, but he's learned to live with it.
Still got minders, still don't like them. Do I wish we didn't have minders? I do. But I'm glad to hear that it's from the staff that they don't feel it's inhibiting the process or the interviews.
So the commission appears more confident it will get the information it wants. Now the panel has to prove it can deliver a meaningful report by next May. And that task may be more difficult by the extremely broad charter the commission was given. Co-chair and former Congressman Lee Hamilton reiterated that the panel's brief covers the breadth and depth of the government preparation for and response to 9/11.
We are developing a full depiction of the conspiracy to attack this country, how the plotters analyzed our weaknesses, the strategies they developed, the actions they took, and those who helped them.
That broad brief could mean the panel's members will spend a lot of time reading without coming up with any real news that the media or independent researchers have not already uncovered. And that's worrisome to many family members who overcame the administration's resistance to creating a commission in the first place. John Judge represents a group of families known as 9/11 Citizens Watch. He says recent commission hearings have sounded more like academic symposia than hard-hitting investigations aimed at digging up the truth.
Our concern is that they're now moving in the hearings that they're doing to policy issues before we feel they've gotten to the bottom of what happened on 9/11. But without understanding that, we don't know how they can make policy recommendations if they don't know what happened in the actual incident.
And today, the commission did little to reassure people like John Judge. They said they did expect to ask questions of the president sometime next year, but did not say how that will happen or what they'll ask. And they would not comment on whether they'll get a peek at presidential briefing notes that were withheld from congressional investigators. So the public may not be able to decide the value of the commission's work until the panel has gone out of business. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.